T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, by the way, let's get to our guest. How about that? He's Todd Pyro.
I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. Don't put cherry on a poop sundae. This is so silly. It's so simple. DVR me.
Todd Pyro joining us, and this is the consummate professional Todd Pyro, who called to warn us that his voice is not in tip-top shape this morning. Let's hear it.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. So I have brought in a backup in case I can't go. My daughter is right here with me, excuse me, playing. So if this turns ugly, I'm just going to hand the phone to her. And St. Louis, you're just going to have to learn a little bit more about Cocomelon, I guess. Do the people out there know about the Cocomelon?
I don't think so. I've not heard of it. What is that?
If you're a parent of a child who is, you know, probably under 4, you know Cocomelon. It's the videos that you put on your phone to keep the kid occupied.
Okay.
To, you know, keep them from killing themselves or you. And let me just tell you, I know how the wheels on the bus go. They go round
and round.
And I can confirm that. I've done a little extra research. And the people on the bus go up and down. So just confirming for you.
Todd, thanks. Thanks for being a good sport. I mean, I saw you on the air this morning. So clearly you're powering through it.
Yeah. How bad did I sound?
Oh, I didn't think it was that bad, really, honestly. I mean, a little gruff, obviously. Is it just a head cold, or what do you got going on?
I don't know. I mean, my my baby gave it to my wife.
Okay.
My baby and wife gave it to me. It's not the vid on them, you know, so I'm assuming it's not the vid on me. But, you know, we're like in the sick house. Everybody else is struggling with COVID and not getting sick. We got some sinus thing, and we're all down for the count for a week.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not saying I want to get the vid, but, you know, it is what it is. Hey, before we go into the topic of news, I did want to say Chris Pronger had a very, very esteemed career up in my neck of the woods, if you recall. He was a big Hartford Whaler. Yes.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know that.
That's where we got him. We got him from Hartford.
Yeah.
We played the brass bonanza last night for you, Todd.
You did? You played at the ceremony?
Yeah.
That seems odd.
That was the Hartford Whalers goal song.
Yeah. Yeah. It just seems odd that you'd play it when you're retiring him as a Blue. But, hey, you know, Blues musical. Brass Bonanza also musical.
Well, that there was kind of their way of, you know, giving them the middle finger, I guess, right? Because then
we
thank you for
them.
Oh, wow.
For giving us Pronger. It was a great trade. I'm glad we picked him up for all
not
these years.
Not at the time, because we traded Brandon.
Yeah, who did
Shanahan.
You give up? Shanahan? Who was it? Yeah.
And Chris Pronger said, "Hey, I didn't realize how much you people loved Brendan Shanahan because I got booed every single time I touched the ball."
Right. Remember, how did you get Brandon Shanahan? Well, you signed him,
Scott
and then
Stevens.
As compensation, you had to give up who?
Scott
Two
Stevens.
Two? Two?
The Devils. Where
and how many Stanley Cups did that get me?
Three. Three of them.
Just because you knew those questions that I was going to ask.
He did. He did.
Just like the question I wanted to ask all the Cowboys fans. You kept on hearing. Sorry. Well, are you a Cowboys fan?
No, but I'm that was the dumbest play I've ever seen, potentially.
Yeah, it wasn't very bright. There was that stat that, like, Tom Brady has beaten 28 quarterbacks in the Super Bowl, 28 quarterbacks in the playoffs. And I was just like, well, I can think of one he didn't beat twice. That's one Eli Manning.
Yes,
there you go.
That's true.
So take that, Eagles and Cowboys fans. You got kicked out of the first round this weekend. My team, got kicked out before the first round, but we're going to get two drafted. So,
exactly. Exactly. You got to look on the bright side of this, right? Yeah, I watched the replay of the end of that Cowboys game, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, that was just poor. That was some of the poorest clock management I've seen. Now, here's my question, because I don't really follow the NFL that much. Has Jerry Jones fired his coach yet?
No, but there's speculation. And as a result of that speculation, Stephen Jones, his son, who I think handles a lot of the day-to-day now, basically came out and said, we are not firing him. So that means he'll be fired in a month.
He won't last long, that's for
right.
sure. Yeah, we had, again, not to belabor the NFL thing, but we had the Cardinals and the Rams playing both of our former teams here
right.
last
yeah,
night.
I didn't think about that. You're right.
I don't know if any St. Louisans were torn about the outcome of that one or not. The Rams kind of put it on them.
Well, the former St. Louis team won, so there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good way of looking at that. The former St.
Lost.
Louis
team. I've got some bad news for you. The former St. Louis team lost. Sorry. Oh, man.
Oh,
it's fun when I sound like I've been smoking a pack of Chesterfields for 50 years.
Well, we won't make you wear it out too much today, Todd. I did, though, want to get your reaction to what happened yesterday on Martin Luther King Day, where the Democrats completely politicized the entire thing. Play Nancy Pelosi's bite, number 12, please.
Imagine 36 years old, left this earth in such a way that he has a monument on the Mall along with Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all of them with tears in their eyes for the departure from our democracy that is happening right now, unless the truth is acknowledged and this legislation is passed.
Oh, the drama. They've all these statues in the middle of national parks have tears in their eyes. I mean, they couldn't have gotten any more ridiculous with some of the claims that were made during what should have been a somber event memorializing MLK yesterday.
Couple of points. One, aren't these the statues that the Democrats want to take down?
Yeah, in many cases.
So let's keep that in mind. But two, you hear a lot of the younger generation say the phrase, she is literally the worst.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure she is literally the worst. I mean, just come off your high horse. I made this point earlier, if you could hear it through my grovel this morning. But you have a situation where they know that they're not going to win. They're not going to pass through the voting legislation. And they know they're going to get housed in the midterms. So what are they doing? They're basically yelling at us all. They're yelling at us because they're frustrated they're not going to get their agenda through. Now, what they don't realize is the true mark of democracy. And later on in that speech, she said something along the lines of, like, bipartisanship isn't democracy. Or something
yeah.
along those lines. You don't always have to be bipartisan to get. No, literally, that's the exact opposite of what you're supposed to say, Nancy. Because if you can't get something through, that means the majority of the American people don't want it. If you actually compromise with Republicans and did common sense voting legislation, common sense immigration, common sense fill in the blank, you'd be shocked as to how much stuff you could get through that the majority of the people in America like. But you're not doing that. You're trying to force through a ridiculous, woke, leftist, progressive agenda. If you talk to 20 normal people on a day in a day out basis, 20 of those people don't want it. You know, the only people who want that crap are the blue check marks on Twitter and the people who live in these cities that keep voting in these absolute morons.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Again and again and again. They said this yesterday. Sheila Jackson Lee, Chuck Schumer, all of them, Bernie Sanders, calling out Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema by name because they're so angry. And, you know, at the end of the day, what it comes down to is if you can't get your way, you have to change the rules. And then you can get your way. Yeah.
What's crazy is I think if you polled, and I'm not saying every Republican, but I'm saying if you polled a majority of the American people and you said we could have what we have now, or we can have 100 people exactly like Sinema and Manchin, you're going to get some Democrat stuff in there because obviously they're Democrats. You're going to get a lot of social things in there, but fiscally and, you know, trying to, keep the traditions of America alive,
yeah.
You would also get that. I think the majority of American people would sign on to that. And I sort of feel like that's what we do here in Connecticut. You know, it's a Democrat-run state, but, so far it's with somewhat normal Democrats. And I think that's why we've been able to come back a little bit here. But, as a result of that, I just read that, and again, I don't want to get too much into Connecticut politics here in a St. Louis show, but one of the long-term congressmen is being primaried from the left because the money's coming in from these crazy leftists across the country to try to find the mansions of the world, the cinemas of the world, and to get rid of them, which is insane because America can go on if we just have, your cinemas and your mansions mixed in with some Republicans. We can't go on if we're 100 senators like AOC and 435 representatives like AOC.
Yeah, that's true. That is a great point. Well, I tell you what, Todd, I know you're struggling with the voice. We will we'll let you go. I'm glad you're keeping your crud up there in Connecticut, but I hope you feel better soon, my friend.
I thank you, and I will talk to you next week, hopefully with a better voice, maybe with the baby again. Who knows if I'll be home? I don't know.
All right. We'll see you next week, my friend. Thank you.
Okay.
All
talk
right.
To you later.
See you later. Todd Pyro, keeping the crud in Connecticut. Those little germ factories, you bring them home, you take them to daycare or something, bring them back home, and they're carrying those illnesses in. It's happened to every parent, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!